The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, Darragh Cleary is with me. He is the Minister for Social Protection and a Fianna Fáil TD to talk about free school meals. Minister, I know that this nutritional review has been ordered. We'll get to that in a moment. But expansion plans also announced today. What's happening there?
Yeah, Kieran. So we're expanding the hot school meals programme into another 713 primary schools around the country. That brings us up to 2,850. And that's from a pilot scheme that was initiated by my predecessor, Regina Doherty, back in 2019. So I think it's a very big expansion. I really want to thank school communities up and down the island, Kieran, who've rallied to this programme. They make all the arrangements locally, and they take on a lot of work to do it. I really want to acknowledge that, and also acknowledge the team in my own department, in the Department of Social Protection, who've worked hard to get this scheme to the point of where it's at. We have another 500 or so primary schools to come on board. We've been going to be engaging with them over the next few weeks to try and get them on board and give them the opportunity to come on board for the new school year, which starts in September. So all in all, as of now, there's about 475,000 primary school children are eligible to receive a hot school meal, and we'll hopefully have the balance by the end of the year.
So you'd hope by the time school starts in September, every school, or very close to every school in the country, would be covered by the scheme, whether every they take it up or
school,
not.
Absolutely. Every primary school, at least they would have been given the offer of getting involved with it. There are some schools, for various reasons, it doesn't work for them logistically, just maybe resource-wise, etc. We want to work with them. We want to try and get an answer to whatever problem there may be to stop them from getting involved in it. But, you know, I was in Clansinnagh this morning at school there, and the feedback was superb from the management of the school, from parents, but also from the kids. You know, they were really enthused by it. And I've come across a number of good models where the student council in the school gets involved in menu selection, where the parents' body gets involved in menu selection. So that's not all left to the principal or the deputy principal or the board of management. There's a whole school approach to it. And I think that's a very good way of doing it.
What's happening then in terms of this review of nutritional standards?
So we're going to fund a nutritionist within the Department of Health. There's an overall scaffolding around this project, Kieran, between ourselves and the Department of Social Protection, the Department of Health, and the Department of Education. It's an interdepartmental committee. And we're going to get a nutritionist to look at the nutrition guidelines. They're there since 2017. And, you know, there's a lot of very positive feedback towards it. You don't often hear that. And I certainly heard that in the school this morning. But there's also concern from some people around some of the foods that are used around treat days, for instance. So as a start, Kieran, we're going to remove any option of food that's high in saturated fat, high in sugar, high in salt. That's going to be gone from September. So we're going to begin that process. But then going to get a nutritionist who's qualified in this space to come back to me by the end of the calendar year with a review, with a pretty solid and strong review and recommendations, and we'll have a look at those and discuss those in the context of going forward with the programme.
Yeah, listen, it's worthwhile, I think, making the point that, you know, when people have a bad experience, they're more likely to complain about it than, you know, people singing about a good experience. So you tend to hear the negative feedback. And I know lots of people, and I've often said this when we talk about it on the show, who've had a great experience and continue to do so with the school meals. But not working perfectly in all parts of the country, and certainly that there is criticism. So to an extent, is that just, do you think, a reflection of the fact that the scheme is still, relatively speaking, in its infancy?
Yeah, I think so. And look, as I said, we've gone from a position of 30 schools 5 or 6 years ago, up to 475,000 primary school children are now eligible as of this evening to have a hot school meal in 2,850 schools. I met one of the suppliers today. They supply one of the bigger suppliers, and I looked at their menus, and, you know, certainly from my point of view, it looks pretty healthy. There's a lot of veg, a lot of emphasis on good food, sourced from local suppliers around the country.
Can I ask you about just the sourcing? Because we spoke to one of the suppliers, a big supplier from actually your part of the world, who said that they had been getting chicken in from abroad. I think it was from the Netherlands. An awful lot of chicken gets processed in the Netherlands. And it had obviously been treated, this chicken, so that it is, you know, preserved. It lasts a little bit longer on the shelf or in the fridge. And they switched then, because of those additives, to a local supplier, to Irish chicken. Now, they said that ate into their profit margins a little bit, but it's something they were willing to do. Do you think there should be a bit more emphasis or kind of minimum guidelines, very strict minimum guidelines, rather than just emphasis on local suppliers, on buying from Irish producers? Because that is the double benefit,
there
I guess.
There are strict guidelines, Kieran. I think, you know, the framework...
Yeah, but you can still obviously buy abroad. I mean, you can buy your chicken in the Netherlands.
And I would prefer to do it in a way that the food comes fresh, that the food is more nutritious. But we have to... this is a 300 million investment. I have to be conscious of budget as well. But I think that we can match both aims. And certainly what I experienced this morning, and that's why I want the independent review, somebody who's qualified in this space, somebody who works in the Department of Health, to actually stand back and look at this. Look how far we've come. And I'm glad that that is acknowledged. But look, as we progress into this, and we have a programme for government commitment to look at expanding it into secondary schools. Before we do that expansion, I want to take stock. I want to take stock of the entire programme, of the wonderful impact that nutrition is having on education. Because, you know, certainly I remember a time when there were children at school who didn't have access to food, and it impacted on educational outcomes, it impacts on behavioural outcomes, it impacts on school life and the school community. And that's one of the unseen advantages of this project. And I really want to make sure that we protect those advantages while addressing any of the shortcomings.
Does there need to be more uniform advice and guidance when it comes to food waste? And it's, maybe there isn't, it's just an issue of communication. But I know, again, we've spoken to lots of principals, and what some of them have told us is that they let the kids bring the food home if they don't finish it. And the parents are delighted with this because it's an after school snack and there is no waste or not much waste. Other schools say we absolutely can't send the food home because we're worried about litigation if they got food poisoning or somebody burned their mouth on it. Where does the blowback come? Their view is we absolutely don't send it home, and they all have to turf it out in the school. So kind of completely different approaches in two different schools.
We leave a lot up to the schools because, as I said, they can respond to local conditions, to local, in particular, Kieran, they can respond to what the needs of their particular students are. So if there are particular allergies, you know, if there are food issues, they
know, but if you've got a particularly nervous solicitor on the main street in town who's telling you, God, don't send it home, it seems a bit of a waste of food.
Yeah, I don't want waste. And the kind of things we can control are portion management. So we shouldn't be giving the same portion to the junior infants as we are to sixth class, you know, because you're never going to have waste then. So definitely the whole area of portion management is something we're going to have to look at. But we will do that. I think one thing I'm struck, there's a really good partnership around this between the three departments, also within the schools. And everybody wants to learn. Everybody wants to improve it where it can be improved, but do so in the context of the fantastic progress that has been made since 2019, the fantastic investment that has been made annually, and the fantastic work that is done in this space by our school communities.
Dara Cailleary, Fianna Fáil TD, Minister for Social Protection. Minister, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Kieran.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.